And Andrea mentioned the new Republican leadership position, the liaison to the freshmen. One of the candidates for that position is South Dakota's Kristi Noem. She narrowly defeated a four-term incumbent, Democrat Stephanie Herseth Sandlin. NPR's Brian Naylor covered the South Dakota House race and has this profile of the congresswoman-elect.
38-year-old Kristi Noem lives on a ranch with her husband and three children. She plans to commute from there to her new job in Washington. I caught up with her during the campaign at the South Dakota State Fair. She said then that if elected, her top priority in Washington would be the debt and the deficit.
The first thing I think we need to start doing is come up with a plan for how to pay down our debt. And I think that when you do that, you need to start looking at the size and scope of government and all of the departments that it has created and continuing to give increases to, and start evaluating their effectiveness and how they're addressing the vision and the agendas for why they were created.
Noem said she's not a Tea Partier, but welcomed support from Tea Party groups in South Dakota. In fact, she told a reporter in Washington this week she wasn't sure if she'd join the Congressional Tea Party caucus being formed, but as a hunter, she was interested in the Sportsman's Caucus. Noem does not favor the full-scale dismantling of government departments, as some of the newly elected Republicans do, but she says each department's budget should be examined with a special focus on earmarks.
A lot of these earmarks that have been funded and paid for through the stimulus package or through other major spending bills, leave us in situations where we don't have money when we need it for important things, such as our national defense or money for programs in education that should be there.
About one-third of the incoming Republicans this year have no previous government experience, but Noem has served two terms in the South Dakota legislature, rising to the post of assistant majority leader. She predicted her experience in the legislature would enable her to work with Democrats in Washington.
In fact, I've proven over the years in my service here in the state legislature that I work across the aisle really well with people who have common goals to make sure that we do the right things. So I don't see any problem with making sure that we have a new environment in D.C., and I think that's one of the things that most South Dakotans are very frustrated with. They've seen both parties get very partisan, both parties very willing to poke each other in the eye and to the detriment of good policy for business and families back here in South Dakota.
Mostly, Noem says she wants to see government get out of the way of people who she says make better decisions about how to spend money than the government does, and that's the kind of language most of her new Republican colleagues in Congress understand. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
One last bit of congressional news. Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski has defeated Tea Party favorite Joe Miller in the Alaska Senate race. Sounds like her efforts to make sure Alaskans knew how to spell her name paid off. Murkowski, that's Murkowski. The incumbent senator launched a write-in campaign after Miller beat her in the primary.
Election officials have been hand-counting write-in ballots for the past week, and today it became clear that Murkowski would stay safely ahead and be able to declare victory. Today, Joe Miller told Fox News he may yet call for a recount.
This is NPR.